Todd. I know someone out there is doing an impersonation of me doing this. I heard you guys call each other and go, hey, it's Todd. I know. Hey, guess what? Don't forget Comedy Bang Bang Friday, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central, IFC. House band Reggie Watts. Scott Aukerman's the host. Guests like Amy Poehler, Zach Galifianakis, or Seth Rogen. Everything about this show sounds great. So you know what? Watch it. Hey, it's Todd. This week, we talk about it in the show, but we did the show for the first time on our own. You know, we were on the road. We bought, well, you'll hear us talk about it. Be gentle. Be gentle. All right. Enjoy the show. Bye. You're great. Maybe I'll do the whole show like this one day. Jeff's soft-spoken. Okay, called The Whisper Show. It's The Whisper Hour with Todd Glass. All he does is whisper. It's actually a good idea. I like it. All right. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Live from Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
From High Top Hotel Harvey.
That's right, in a brand new remodeled suite with a flat screen, motherfucker. You're listening to Todd Glass, The Todd Glass Show.
That's right.
That's right. A different opener this week. This isn't going to be the normal opener, but...
Everything's different this week.
Everything's different. So let me... That's right. So anyway, before we get started, in all seriousness...
You have no idea. The listeners have no idea what's going on. Not only is Todd working the soundboard and is in charge of notes, where there's no one here.
Yeah, let's explain to everybody, this is the first time we've done this, which isn't normally a big deal, but like we don't usually do the technical end of it. So we have one of these new...
Voice recorders.
And I have the computer here with a little portable plug-in speaker. So first we thought, today I said, oh, we'll just do it with no music. And then 10 minutes ago I'm like, do you have a portable speaker? You know, because, you know, there's no crime in rolling in something.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight.
That's Bobby Miyamoto's mom. I'm not even kidding. No, I'm being serious. No, I said it before. I'll say it again.
Song is...
Okay. Anyway, but...
So we're doing a gig up here. All right. Well, this is the problem with you running the soundboard now.
There's a kind of a hush.
This is my uncle.
All over the world.
When I bring people over to my house, I swear to you, I used to tell them this was... And they go, that's your uncle? I go, yeah, my uncle's Perry Como. I don't expect you to believe me. Nobody else does. This was one of his best songs.
You know what I mean?
He used to sing it every Christmas, and we'd all... It was embarrassing.
And nobody else.
All right. So, yeah, there is a problem with me running the soundboard because I have way too much control here. So, anyway, we were a little bit... I guess nervous, you know.
Apprehensive about doing it.
Yeah, no Katie, no Chris, no Mikey. Mikey LaRue.
No microphone sticking in our face. No. $250,000 cars downstairs.
And also, by the way, speaking of Mikey LaRue, he put a music video up that we all did last week. It is up. So go to YouTube and it's... There's a kind of hush. Oh, that's what made me think of it. The kind of hush. And we all did like a music video. It's so corny and cheesy, and it was so much fun. So we're here. I feel pretty good now. You know, we got this. We didn't even know how to use this recorder earlier on, but now I think Daniel's got it worked out.
I pressed the red button. Let's see what happens.
It's blinking.
Somebody walked in right now. It doesn't look like we're doing very well. We're hunched over a table.
Yeah.
Talking into a voice recorder.
It looks like, what are they doing? And we went to this. So we had a good time. We took a little road trip. What we did was we did a show on Tuesday night at the Throckmorton
Theater in San Francisco, in Mill Valley, California.
It's just a really cool little town, and Mark Pitta is in charge. It puts it together all the time.
Very
and
high comedian.
And he, it's just fun. It's fun hanging out with Mark after the show, and it was a fun night. Robin Williams came by not to perform, just to
just
hang
to
out.
That was the coolest part of it. Is that Robin Williams came by to hang out the way I see my friends who just will come by and want to hang out at a comedy club.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to come off like, you know. It to me, what was interesting about it was he was very gracious with
laughter.
Yes, like he wasn't
like
just holding
a story
court,
and then he would. And then he'd listen to a story.
Yeah.
And he'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And it was cool to see someone, no matter how long you've been in the business, you just still crave being around other comics. Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. You know, he was outside doing bits.
That was the weirdest thing.
I look outside and I see Daniel doing bits. And I'm like, that's got to be fun. And then Daniel asked him, you know what, Dan, out of nowhere, it was so embarrassing. I walked outside and, you know, all of a sudden I hear Daniel and he's just like, you know.
Robin, I know you've been around for a long time. Did you ever have a chance to audition or for the Golden Girls? I mean, oh my, that must have been so much fun.
Okay.
You told me you fucked Estelle Getty.
Wait, what if I walked in and I heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know I fucked Estelle Getty.
You did?
No. That was my worst impersonation of Robin Williams. Or should I say Robin?
Anyway, that was very cool.
That was a fun night. And then we went out with Mark afterwards, and we just basically smoked a little pot, and we say, Mark, go.
Yes, and Mark told some unbelievable show business stories.
Yeah, there are, you know, Daniel craves any story, and I do too. It just could be a little morsel of something, but it's any story like...
Like the Jay Leno story?
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if all the listeners know this, but early on in your career, you sometimes stayed at a condo. And
comedy club in a city would own an apartment. It would be cheaper for them to own an apartment than to pay a hotel every weekend.
And they put like every old towel. Well, you probably know. It's like every old piece of crap that the owner of the club had. Some of the condos were actually okay, but that very, very rare.
And a lot of the time, all three comedians will stay in the same condo for the whole week.
And he was saying about Jay Leno walked by a comedian who was in the kitchen eating at the table. Three comedians. Jay was just one of them. And he was eating a Cheerios with a scoop of ice cream in the middle. He goes,
like during the day.
First time on the road? Because that's what you do. You just can do anything you want. And you're a full-grown adult. But I remember the first time I got my when I got my driver's license, it's so weird that this is what I did. It's not like I planned it, but I just remember being out in the car thinking, I could do whatever I fucking want. Like, you know, like if I'll give you an example. I'm going to tell you what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. Not like anything major. But if I asked my mom or dad to do it a week before I got my license,
mm-hmm.
Hey, can we go get some Hostess cupcakes and a can of whipped cream? And I'll put it on each Hostess cupcake. Every bite I took, I put and I ate four Hostess cupcakes. I just thought I was out. I go, yeah, I want to do that.
I'm going to drive over there and do that thing.
I went to the supermarket. I got some Hostess, and then I sat in the car and did that. So anyway, there's that.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
No, it was actually okay. I enjoyed it. So
this
now...
This is 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Yeah, this was... that's when I first got my license. I was really scared I wouldn't be able to get my drive. You know what it's like...
Why? You were already pulling people over in high school.
Yeah, but I had my license, of course. But you know what it's like to be, like... I didn't do very well in school. Now, in hindsight, I get it. It all had to do with the dyslexia. Like, you know, people say dyslexia affects your reading and your math, but if I'm correct... It affects everything, because if you can't read, and then you don't have attention span, and once your attention span shot to shit, that's what I always say to people. I don't, if you want to call it dyslexia, whatever, from not being able to understand stuff a lot, my attention span is shot to shit. Now, the average person goes, everybody's is. You got to listen, you got to pay attention. Mine's 10 times worse.
Yeah, I mean, I've been friends with you for a long time now.
Yeah.
You have severe ADD and dyslexia. And what's amazing and commendable is that...
Commendable?
Yeah, I think that's the word.
You said commendable.
What's the word?
Commendable.
Commendable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commendable would be like the military troops.
Oh, commendable.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if it meant that. But
it's funny that I was just going to compliment you on how far you've come with your dyslexia, and then you're correcting my language.
Oh, yeah.
99% of the time.
It's the other way around.
But I was going to say, without any medication,
mm-hmm.
you willed your way through a lot of it. And
yeah,
very,
I don't do
not
well.
That I'm against medication, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you, in your case.
Yeah, no, some people, that's why, you know what, as much as I'm opinionated, I don't, you know, I try not to make, I probably do. I'm worried someone's going to catch me in something. But I think genuinely, I try not to say things like you just even, you, echoing what you just did. Like, that's why I'm against medication. Hey, look, if you don't have to be on medication, I get it. Some people need to be on medication.
Some people need to be on medication.
So I think it's important while people go, oh, the whole world's over-medicated. Yes, I would not deny that there are people out there that probably maybe don't need to be.
The fact that we have a CVS or a Walgreens or a Rite Aid on every corner is probably not a good sign.
But the point is, there's a lot of people that are on medication that need it.
Correct.
People that are bipolar that I know. I know one person that's bipolar, for instance, and they're just a completely different person. And they tried to get off of it. They got on it and they said, let me do it without being on it. And I'll do this and I'll do that. They need to be on it. But anyway.
But that's why any extreme is bad. Like, that's why, like, even now you hear with, you know, they say Obama's cracking down on all the dispensaries in L.A. Well, I don't want to be on that side of it, too. Like, I smoke pot. I like the fact that pot is legal to a certain extent in certain states and California. But if you live in L.A., if you've ever been to L.A., there are pot stores on every corner. Now, are you telling me that that's how many sick people live in L.A.?
Well, I think, but I'm sure you'll agree with
me. It's also people taking advantage of something.
But I'm sure you'll agree with me. I don't know if I'm sure you'll agree with me. It's funny, the show has a different tone that we don't, you know, hold on here. I don't want to make people to think we're doing, you know, hold on. These pot dispensaries have got to go. But you might agree with what I'm about to say. I could probably say that another 10 times before I actually say it. This is just my guess. I think the government knows and doesn't care. I don't think that, you know, like when they go, okay, we're going to open them up, but it's people that are sick or have cancer. I think that's their way of going, well, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think, am I complete, and I might be completely wrong, but.
Yes, I think to a certain extent the government did know that, look, people will take advantage of this.
Well, but it's taking advantage of it under the law today, but it shouldn't be. They want to smoke pot. It's not like they're taking, it's the one.
Did you know about this, that a couple of years ago when there was another, you know, midterm election, and we had a ballot in California, a prop, that would make pot completely legal. And obviously a lot of religious people, not people, but a lot of religious organizations, and a lot of people were against it. And among the ones against it were owners of pot dispensaries. Because if pot became legal all across the board, pot dispensaries would cease to exist.
Right. Well, there's always going to be that type of internal.
So I'm not like on their side all the way because I like to get high once in a while. Let's all be fair.
Yeah. I hear
anyway,
you.
That's the show.
Hey, you know, when I told you, I'll tell you what, you know, the other day, I told Daniel about, I was upset about the show that was on 5 years ago, and he gave me nothing, and I was so passionate. Well, I just gave it right fucking back to you. I swear to God, I didn't do that genuinely. Sometimes I know what it's like. You're fired up about something, and then I'm over here going, nothing.
Right.
But it's okay. That's why we do this. That's what.
Is that why we do this?
That's exactly why we do this. All right, so listen, let's get through some stuff.
Let's rip through some stuff.
Yeah, let's rip through some stuff.
Some things didn't change just because we're in a hotel room. Todd's still holding 50 pieces of paper.
You know, we got to do our stuff.
Stop staring at the soundboard.
No, don't tell me what I can do.
Figure out which clip.
Of our president getting up and saying that it was all right for two women to marry or two men to marry. I tell you right now, I was disappointed bad. But I tell you right there, as sorry as you can get, the Bible's against it, God's against it, I'm against it, and if you...
He's going to get it.
He's going to get it.
Oh, our pastor wants to get it.
He wants to get it.
I figured a way out.
I'm bisexual.
Excuse me, can you clarify?
Is that for bisexuals?
Build a great, big, large fence, 50 or 100 mile long.
First smart.
With all the lesbians in there.
First smart thing he said all night.
Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals.
Queers and the homosexuals.
I'm bisexual.
Sir, you're not being clear enough.
Feed them and you know what?
Excuse me.
Why feed them? You already putting them in the fence.
Well, you can't be.
In a concentration camp.
You can't be cruel. You got to feed the queers and the homosexuals. You know what you feed them? You feed the queers, the homosexuals, and you feed the homosexuals, the queers. Sure. That's what you got to do.
Alright, rip through some stuff. So I have some stuff to rip through too.
All over the world.
I would play this song for all the queers and homosexuals
and lesbians
while I fed them.
Are there any right. queers or homosexuals here tonight?
All right, so we got a letter from a 13-year-old. I love it. He said his dad bought him my CD. His name is... What's his name here? I can't see in the dark.
His name Adam. Is...
Adam?
Adam.
Adam. Adam, you know who you are. I like it. You have any ideas for bits? Tell me. I want to stay connected with the youth of America. These people, the 25 and older, ugh, I could fucking... I need a young audience that's going to be with me for a long time. Okay? Adam. So there you go. There's that. I just wanted to give Adam a shout-out. Mark Hinckley?
Sure.
He has a funny idea. You know when we say we play something and we say it's the Jonas Brothers? That every time we do it, when we go, Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers, you go, I do.
I do. I do like
Daniel likes the Jonas Brothers.
I do.
Dan, you just, I think that could be very funny. We'll do that like when we're back in the studio. I don't know why. We'll have, because it's better when we have like 20 people yelling it.
And also it's better if we can have a song queued up.
Yeah. Josh, what's Josh's last name?
Josh Trey,
that was a good idea. I don't want to bore the audience with reading it right now, but that's a Rory bit, and we are definitely going to do it. So thank you for that email. And then here's the last thing, as I throw these on the ground, and I lean over to neaten them. It's the worst thing about being, like, very crazy clean is that you know, like, if I ever get mad enough, I don't do it anymore. I actually don't do it anymore. I would say I've rid myself of 98% of my temper where I would.
98? Wow, you really go that specific on it.
Well, I always pull up weird numbers.
I go 99 just being metaphorical and you want to give an example. But 98, that's not a thing. That thing, that's the speaker. That's not the computer you're trying to play the clip.
I had my finger on the speaker moving it all over, and I couldn't find the what's it? What are we looking for here?
I think you're looking for the another boring fact.
Yes. But how did you know what I was looking for? You knew it.
Another useless fact.
All right, so here's the last thing, and then we're going to have it. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a little different, but it's all going to be good. I'm taking
it's
charge.
Good already.
It's what?
It's good already.
It's good already. Well, your story with the drugs was a little bit to be desired. I'm so glad when you laugh. There's always that second when I say it. Okay, so we're going to do this, and let's talk about the people we saw at the buffet. Okay. After this, remind me. Write it down. Buffet.
Okay.
So we got... I'll make this really quick. Sure. When I talked about, if you quit doing drugs, if the motivation is that you can look like a superhero, and I got a nice letter from Natalie, and she said she's going through some stuff right now. But I wasn't dishonest. I wasn't totally honest because I didn't want to say where I get my...
inspiration?
And empathy is because of my nephew. And, yeah, if my nephew never did drugs, that would have been the best thing. But in a twisted way, you'll know what I mean. He did. He went through some hard times. I talked to him on the phone today or yesterday. I said, Tyler, you know, I was talking about the podcast about what you went through, and I didn't mention your name because I don't know how much. He goes, no, I don't care. You know, because I don't care at all. You know, I guess once you're clean for 2.5 years, you're sort of proud of it. And I do look at him like that. I know what it's like to quit doing something. It took me having a heart attack to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, fuck. And I'm not
putting whipped cream on Hostess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that I still do. You know, because it's hard. You know, I'm not a moron. You know, but I smoked, so I know what it's like. You know, I you know my theory on this. Sometimes you just luck out that the vice you get isn't as bad.
Well,
but that's not
the thing
my.
You said the other day about, you know, changing your past.
Well, that came from my nephew too. Somebody said, you know, it would be nice if you could change your past, but unfortunately, your past is your past. And I was like, well, not to be Tony Robbins here, but maybe to be Tony Robbins or maybe Phil Donahue or whatever. Yeah, I said you can change your past, and it's, you know, you can, and it's sort of all you got to do is how you live today. Then your past becomes
tomorrow. Today is your past,
right? My nephew, right. My nephew's past is that he hasn't done drugs in 2.5 years, and he was addicted to some pretty strong shit. But let me say this: so when I see my nephew, I hope he does hear this because he should know this. I look at him like. I'm saying it comedically, but I'm also saying it seriously, like a superhero. because that's fucking hard to quit that shit. It's fucking hard. 2.5 years, that's a long time. You know, I know it's still, I'm sure, a day-by-day thing. You take one day at a time. I would imagine for the rest of your life, you never say you're in the clear. But 2.5 years, fuck. So that's where I got that.
That's his past now.
Yeah, that's where I got that from. When I said, I would imagine I'd look at people like a superhero, I was thinking of my nephew, and I see him at Christmas and Thanksgiving now. I'm like, fucking good for you. Good for you. So there you go. There we go. That goes on the floor. I was saying about not having a temper. I used to, sometimes get upset. I'm a pretty even-tempered person. Yeah, I'm a pretty even-tempered person. But when I got upset, sometimes I would throw a phone or throw my cell phone. And it's, it's short-term gratification, and it doesn't last that
very
long.
Very short-term.
Very short-term, especially when you're clean. Like, if I broke a glass, I would immediately have to bend over and start picking it up.
I'm the same way. Like, if I was at the hotel room, like, and I would throw the hotel phone, I would regret it before the phone even hit the wall.
Yeah. Oh, those hotel phones. I used to take them and just...
Because you can get a nice cling, cling.
Oh, I would bang it six times and go, shut up, just shut up. because I thought the person I was talking to was in that hotel
phone. Like you were like hitting them in the head with the headphones.
Shut. I it's not that I think... All I ask from people is that I have Michigas, for lack of a better word, in my life.
Oy vey.
I have stuff. I have, I try not to throw it on everybody. I love people that think, because they're going through something. Hey, save it for when it's important.
Oh, people who just have this aura of drama.
Yeah, it's like, and they're always running and rushing. And you know what? By the way, the only way you learn something, I think, in these cases, let's say the person I'm thinking of in my head, I gotta go. I've said this a lot. I sound like a broken record, but I'm applying it to this too, is to go, okay, I don't have to do that as much as that person. Do I do it where I could even ease up on it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop with the, those people. Oh, I'm so busy. Yeah.
How you doing? Oh, my God, I got to go do this thing. I got to go do it.
Makes me want to go, fuck it. And I don't know why they're doing it. I would imagine there's a few reasons why they're doing it, so I'm not going to guess. But it's so like, all right, great, to stop. So
It feels very self-serving, and
that's what I was thinking too. But
I'm not saying it is. That's what I'm saying. When to me, it feels.
Yeah, and even if it's not, it's still annoying. So don't get caught up with if you do it. Someone listening might go, I think I do that. I can think of the girl that used to. She doesn't live upstairs anymore, so it's okay for me to say it. Every time I bumped in there, she was like, "Oh, she was running. And she was going, and I gotta go, and I gotta go." And I go, you know what? It's just as easy to be calm for 10 seconds, and then say, like, if
it might even help you with some of your scheduling problems.
Right, if you just took a breath.
The only person that should be allowed to act like that is the president. Like, if I run into the president, he should be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I can't tell, I can't, understandable.
And those people don't usually do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what I was thinking with her, I've been in that thing where, somebody comes by the house once in a while. I know a few people that live in my neighborhood where the phone rings and I pick it up, but I'm in the middle of 10 things, but I picked it up because who knows why. And I'll just say, hey, even if everything's chaotic around me, I go, hey, how you doing? Good, how you doing? Pretty good. I go, yeah, I just picked up because I didn't know, whatever you say. Maybe I didn't know if it was something important, but right now I have like 50 stupid things going on. Nothing major. Can I call you back later? That took 15 seconds. The same amount of time it takes to go, oh, and I got this going on.
I can't talk to you right now. Right. There's people over at my house. I got to run to
tomorrow. I got to go, yeah, great. You're fucking busy. Get the fuck away from me. The girl upstairs that used to live upstairs ahead of me, she always seemed like when she was running out of the house, one of her heels was broke, too. I know it wasn't, but in my head, she had this walking on one broken heel, just barely getting to the car.
It looks, I'm not saying that's what it is, but it looks like a cry for attention.
I'm sorry, that was an accident. What did you say?
I said it looks like another cry for attention.
Yes. So anyway.
I'm not saying it is.
Yeah. Look at us. What are we, too nervous? We're the worst talk radio people in the world. We're not saying it is, so don't call. I don't want the phones to light up.
Tom Lakers wouldn't work like that. Dump that bitch. Or don't. I don't know her.
Maybe
not.
I'd have to hear from
you're
her.
You're a pussy. Or maybe you're not. I don't know.
Daniel Pino. There you go. Were you talking about? There you go.
And now back Baltimore town. Town!
Town!
Ow! Who left the stove on?
James does those so good. They're so, like, his promos, and I love promos, but they were so, like, you go, ah, ooh, hey, stay with us, don't go anywhere. Everything's all going to be all right. Perfect. You know, these are, like, real, like, bumpers. No, these are ones that James did. James
Adobian.
Adobian. I always say his name wrong. But so he sent us in a lot of these, and they're just, he gets it. They're just so good. Listen to this one.
You're tuned to the top.
There we go. Okay. So let's get back to business here. So we took a road. We went, now we're here in Lake Tahoe. We're doing shows at the Improv every night. One show a night. It's very easy. And we went up to the buffet on the 18th floor. It's great. It's overlooking.
The lake is beautiful.
Yeah. But whenever I'm at a buffet, I always want to say to everybody, you know, shut! Just all of you, shut up!
Really?
Why? Because we're at a buffet. Can't we quiet down and act civil?
You felt like it was too loud?
This is too loud, and people are... And by the way, maybe me too. Maybe mm-hmm. me too. But, like, I just feel like people are prowling for food. Like, and they're looking at it, and they're just like... They're gluttonous.
Buffets, to me, cheapen the experience of eating. There's too much of it, and none of it is good.
Can I tell you why I like buffets?
Why?
Even though I just made fun of them, which I do. Because sometimes when I want to eat, I want to eat now. And I love that the minute they sit you down. And by the way, how about people waiting in line? And by the way,
it was a long line.
A long line, and you know, when you work at the Improv here, they'll let you go ahead of the line. But
could have just said, they let us go ahead of the line.
Well, why would they?
With a comedian.
Why would they? No, we don't have to say that. They just know you're heading to a show, and they're because you're working here in the hotel, they sort of...
I'm always so insecure, even, like, about the littlest, you know, like, because God forbid somebody thinks that...
Well, wait, hold on, though. For what it's worth, if I told the audience listening, so we went to the buffet, there's a huge line, and they let us ahead of it, why would they have let us ahead of it? Why would they let us ahead of it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, unless, you know, people... Not that it's a big deal. We shouldn't...
You know, it's like that joke about the comedians. They die in a car crash, and they go up to heaven. And there's the gates, the pearly gates, and the whoever, St. Peter, I don't know, whatever the thing is. And then there's a bunch of people in line, and they tell their story of why they should go to heaven. One's a doctor, and he tells a story about how he devoted so much of his time to being a doctor and helping people, and he never lived above his means, so he never wasted any money. Another one's a teacher, and he lets them in. And then the two comedians come up, and they go, "Why should I let you in?" Oh. Were the comedians?
Hey, when I started doing stand up, it was crazy. You would literally just walk to the movie theater and go, "Were the comedians?"
Yeah,
and they'd go, "Oh, go ahead in." Like they, because I think the comedy club was so new in the community at that point, where everybody wanted to be like friends with the comedy club.
Even this place, Lake Tahoe. I remember when I first did this gig. I had just, you know, I've been doing comedy a couple of years, and I got it. And I would go to the movie theater. The host, the guy that runs the club, would tell us, "Just tell me you're the comics." And then I remember last time I came here was 2 years ago. And I was like, "Hey, we can still get free movies." He's like, "Nah, it's over."
I thought he was going to say, you know, "We're the comics. Great, it's $7 or whatever it is." Anyway, hold on.
So we go to the buffet.
Yeah, we go to the
last front of the line. Who?
I just said, hey, look, and it's not like I get to get ahead of lines. I'm not acting like I'm super famous, you know. It's nice when you reap the perks of something like that. Here it just happened to do with because we were working at the Improv. They didn't, you know. But I wouldn't wait in a line to eat. ever. Now, what would that mean? That would mean I just wouldn't get to go there. I'm not implying I wouldn't wait in the line, meaning, oh, I'd get ahead of it. No, I would just not be able to go in. And I saw people waiting in line to eat at that buffet. No, I would fucking rather go get a sandwich at a deli and go eat it somewhere. Waiting in line for 30 minutes to sit down? No fucking way.
No.
I know a lot of people listening agree, too. Same thing at a club. I always thought the same thing at a club. Even when I was 20,
like
21. Yeah, 20, 21, going out with my friends. Well, we were probably all friends for the same reason. But some people would go to, I was like, fuck that. I'm not waiting. I'd rather go to a dive bar, like a lot of people, obviously.
Yes.
Well, but waiting in line for 35 minutes.
People, like, not a lot. A lot of people choose to do the others. I think people like us,
well, people listening
our
to
listeners,
yeah.
go to
well,
dive bars
I mean.
And hang out with their friends.
Hey, you know, you just talked a second ago about something about the about Gates, about, you know, the hypothetical Gates, and it always makes me laugh. Again, I'm going to preface every time. I realized sometimes I think I state something on the show, so then I don't have to keep restating it. But what happens is some people that don't regularly listen, they spot listen, they hear this, and they don't know that I've gone out of my way to say that I, because, you know, as far as people that believe in God and they...
You don't have a problem with people's faith. You have a problem with organized religion.
Yes, a lot of the mistakes they've made. Okay, but now if people go, yeah, Todd, we know that, just in case, I want to put it. But we just thought it was funny today, and this is just so light, I think it's pretty light, that, like, when people go, the gates...
The vision of heaven that most religious people have, there's gates, there's, you know, clouds, and there's a fence. Yeah, but if there's gates, there's got to be a fence.
Yeah, well, that's so funny, because to me that's like... I'm surprised George Carlin, but it's so much that's all vision of man, because you would need gates to get into heaven, because to keep all the riffraff out.
it's such a projection of human experience onto, like, something that we think is so beyond our world, but there's still gates.
Yeah, there's gates. Because with all the power God has, he can't have an invisible fence at least.
There's gates, there's a camera.
There's cameras. You
punch in a code, they buzz you in. No,
you got... Well, hey, if you got the gold streets, you can't just let the fucking riffraff be. You need gates. And there's a guy at the gate.
There's a guy at the gate. You make sure you're on the list.
That's so funny. There's that.
Are you done with all your papers?
How about Mark told us last night that how... I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm okay with it. That Howie Mandel told people he couldn't do, for some people that don't know, he used to put a plastic glove over his face, right to his nose, and then blow up the whole big plastic glove. And the word
with
was...
With his nose.
Yeah, with his nose. And the word was he didn't do it anymore because his doctor told him if he kept doing it, it would majorly mess up his sinuses and be very, very bad for him. So he didn't have to do it. And we thought he probably had to just say that to the audiences. Because, you know, when audiences want a bit, you do. He couldn't have just said, yeah, I did it for 20 years. It's just not something I want to do anymore. No, do it! Do it.
Fucking do it.
And then he probably had to go, no, my doctor told me I could kill myself if I do it. And you could see the audience with their two fists, you know, the fist of a kid that wants, no, I want you to do it. Well, I'll die. Well, all right then.
Can you close with it?
Can't you just close with it and do it till you pass out? All right. No, we did pay $57. You know, it's hard to, when you want to move past something and, you know, you don't want to do it. I mean, that's a good problem to have. You know who actually... Oh, let me get something ready here, because this will actually have to do with what we're talking about. I think I'm doing a good job on the soundboard. Tom Wilson, wanted to, like, you know, because you get all those typical questions. And the first time I heard the song, I loved it, because he just took every question that people asked him about Back to the Future. I love it now. He opens up his show, sings this song, puts the guitar down, done.
Done.
Doesn't have to deal with it.
Tom Wilson, do people know? Should I say this?
Tom Wilson played, well, you know, it's one of those things you have to say. Tom Wilson has worked consistently his whole career, and after and before, but, you know, hey, that's the thing that everybody knows.
Which is,
from,
by the way, very commendable.
Back to the Future, where he played Biff, yes. So this is the song that he opens his show with. Walks out to the stage, you know, walks onto the stage, picks up the guitar, and he goes, this should get some things out of the way.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. Shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question. I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke, started to pray, when the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. Was that real manure? No. Was that real manure? It's a movie. Stop asking me the question. Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Would you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine? Hey, questions, questions, just fill my head. I went to my doctor said, hey,
What does a key grip do? Set up lights. What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question. Do you all hang out together? No, we don't. How's Crispin Glover? Never talk to him. To the future floor. Not happening. Stop asking me the question. Hey, who's the nicest famous guy you know? Adam Sandler. Who is the biggest jerk? Gary Busey. How much money do you make? More than you do. So stop asking me the question. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks for coming out. God bless. God bless.
For somebody to... For Tom to say Gary Busey, you know he had to be the biggest pain in the ass because he has a pretty...
Let me ask you something. I don't want to, you know, destroy, you know... I don't know if you really think this or not, but do you think he picked Gary Busey for that song because Gary Busey is like a safe person to make fun of? Or do you think he really thought Gary Busey was a dick to him at one point?
Probably because he was a dick.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. What else? Where else are we going? You okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else you got on the paper?
And by the way, so we're not fooling anyone. There might have been a glitch just there, just in case you heard it.
I think I got away with it. Why did you have to blow up my spot?
Because in case you did. You're not going to be there when they're listening if something happens. Now I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, fine.
Jesus. Who's fucking running this ship?
it's more of a boat right now.
Oh. do you know who this is? You know who that is?
That, believe it or not, is... Estelle Getty. That she was... a lot of people don't know this, that she started out as a singer of theme songs. And eventually, of course, she became a very well-known actress, known primarily for the Golden Girls, one of the greatest shows of all time.
See how long you can go.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Well, see, what a lot of people know about Estelle Getty is that she was a lot hipper than people realize. Like, she really took advantage of her fame. Like, did you know she was a huge cokehead? I know, not a lot of people know that. She was a giant cokehead, like, in the 80s. She did so much coke that she fucked up both her nostrils, and they had to hire a guy that would just blow coke in her asshole.
Shut up.
And it had to be a guy because she had like a weird.
That's how big she. That's like. Why is that so funny to think? Like at the height of their career.
By the way,
By
the way, that's a real story.
Shut up.
About a rock star.
Oh, okay.
That I read in some fucking thing, but I don't want to mention the name of the rock star because it could have been bullshit. But. I heard that she did so much coke, fucked up both her nostrils, so it had to be blown in her asshole.
Yeah, we heard you say that before.
Okay.
Jesus, poor Estelle Getty. No, do you know who
that is? That's why she looked like that. You know, she was 32 when she was on the Golden Girls?
She was 32.
Because of all the coke in her asshole.
Okay, listen, seriously, stop joking around.
Are we being like...
No, we're
really
being silly.
Rude.
It's fine. Okay. It's no... You know what this is like? It has nothing to do...
With reality.
Yes, okay. Like Estelle Getty, probably the sweetest person in the world. That's why it's funny.
Okay.
It's not funny if someone looks like they'd be a coke addict and a whore.
Right.
You know? No, seriously, see if you can guess who this is.
Okay.
While you're thinking about that, I love when people put videos online on YouTube. Like, first of all, put whatever you want. But it's funny. This guy's probably like, because I was, you know, whenever I search it for weird shit for the show. And this guy felt it was necessary. He's like, he's in his boxer shorts. He looks like he's 65. And he's singing in his living room. And he's just like,
Lady Cadaver had a hairy vagina.
He loves that hairy vagina joke. You know, he does that. Yeah.
He thinks you wrote it, probably.
Lady Cadaver had a pair of vagina, and she didn't care if the whole world knew. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister.
And he goes, you know what? I better put this online. Definitely.
Yeah, he probably left work early that Friday.
Hey, ask me if you want to go out.
Hey, Todd, where are you going?
No, don't call me Todd, even for this bit. Change my name.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, we're going out for karaoke for Katie's birthday. You want to come?
Shit, I wish I could. I got to do something at the house.
Oh, what, are you having a party or something?
Not having a party, just... You know, I got my wife wants me to fix up some odds and ends around the house. And that's wife, if it is a wife that I have.
Wow. Okay.
By the way, let me move back to the mic. I'm not sure if this guy has a wife.
Yeah, he probably doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he might. But anyway, then he gets home that night. He's in the bathroom and, you know, he's like, okay, set the camera up.
You should really know where the bailout button is.
It's on another thing.
Damn,
we're not using. We won't be using.
Now we have to finish bits.
Yeah, or we just sing it. I'll make you sing it.
We're the bailout.
Hold on.
I had a pair of vagina, and she didn't care if the whole world knew.
All right, I gotta get this posted on YouTube.
All right, it's loading.
Okay, so there was one more thing we wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, do you know who this is? I can't believe you don't know who this is.
Sounds so familiar.
Do you realize everybody listening to the show? Well, here's an interesting... I don't know if I'm right, but listen.
Two, three, four. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with a Lord.
Justin Bieber?
No, come on. Then people think it's a dumb bit. Like, you don't... You really think it's Justin Bieber?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, guess... I don't know why I'm getting so upset. No, but guess for real. Like, do you want to ask five questions and try to do it?
No.
Come on.
Okay, sure.
Oh, God.
Is it female?
Hey, between me and you, we have a show to do.
Is it
so
female?
So you might want to say yes. Is it female? Come on. Daniel.
It could be a young boy.
Okay, listen.
Okay, yeah, right, it's female.
Do you like it?
Two, three, four. Lady Godiva was a...
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Ah, it's the Jonas Brothers.
You
like the Jonas Brothers.
I do.
You like the Jonas Brothers.
I do.
You like the Jonas Brothers.
I do. I think I know who it is.
No, hold on. Listen one more time. Oh, go ahead, who?
Is it Oprah Winfrey?
Listen, do you really not know?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Two, three, four. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole...
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, it was Rosie O'Donnell.
Two, three, four.
I don't think everybody knew that.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider.
She's a pretty thick accent. I think a lot of people...
Hey, come on.
Do you think I should play the Family Guy one where he's sitting in front of the TV and he goes, oh, Maude, wasn't that the show that had the longest opening in the world? And you keep waiting for them to go, and then there's Maude. But you know what, folks?
But you just apologize. That's basically the bit.
Well.
You don't need to play it. We have so much shit to
do. Yeah, you're right. That's not worth it. Okay. Everything's good. So, hold on.
I have a couple of things left on my...
You do? Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's okay. Let me see.
I thought you asked me a great question on the way up here, and I want to ask our listeners, and if they want to send in their answer, we'll see if a car wins. If it's a Kia, that won't be too bad.
No, I'm giving Kia a break for a little while until they get back to me. But,
okay. All right, not a Kia.
No, Kia's still great. I love Kia.
But you asked me a great question. If you had to take a car, right? This is a gift and a curse at the same time. It could be. So imagine whatever car you wanted. It's don't think about taxes, liability, insurance, how much gas would cost.
Yes.
None of that is a factor in this, you know, whatever this is.
Hypothetical.
If you would have to drive this car for the rest of your life, that's your car forever. It'll work forever. Again, take all logic out of it. Which car, which American-made car would you take?
Okay, I don't mean to tweak it a little, but okay. The only thing different in my scenario, and it doesn't really matter at all, you don't have to drive it the rest of your life. It's just going to be the car you have for a while.
Okay, a while. 5 years?
Yeah, five.
5 years.
5 years, whatever. I know it didn't matter that
it's
much.
It's a car you have to pull up to work. You have to go on dates in that car.
Yes.
So the person you're trying to impress would have that car. And I don't mean impress like, oh, look at my fast. Like a person that you want them to think that you're a sensible, smart human being who gets it.
Right. And by the way, you might think, you know, we're oversetting this up, but I don't think we are. We're just trying to give you all the hints that we were thinking of, and you. But you, hey, at the end of it, you make your own decision.
Because you said, on, I picked Ford GT, and then you said, do you really want to pull up to the improv in a Ford GT?
Or it might be too much. Like, if I might be able to appreciate an old Rolls Royce or an old Jaguar. You know, I might be able to look at it in the car showroom and really appreciate it. I just don't think I want to pull up to the improv in, like, you know, or somewhere where I go a lot, yeah, and my peers are there, or they're hanging out, and you pull up, and it might be a little too much. So the car I'm thinking of, I like it, but I wouldn't be, you know, it's funny you say embarrassed. You would think embarrassed because it's a shitty car. Mm-hmm. You could just be more embarrassed because it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're that person that doesn't care, well, then that's who you are.
And you should know people make jokes about it.
Yeah, there's some people probably listening all over the place. Some people might say, like, no, fuck, I want the Porsche, that $90,000 Porsche. And yeah, fuck it, man, I earned it. I get it. It's just a personal thing. So with all the rules that we've set on ourselves to fuck getting a good, fun car, mm-hmm, no, I'm all right, actually, with
American
the car.
American-made car, which car would you have?
Well, the car I said was the my old Wagoneer that I used to have that I... The gas mileage was so bad, and I thought, you know, I'll get a new one when I won't have to be my only car. But I had a 1990 Wagoneer, which doesn't seem like it would
I don't know. It could be an old car. I thought it had to be made today.
Oh, no. It could be any car.
Oh, any American car made ever?
Oh, you're right. Maybe it does have to be. Well, I don't know. My game.
Oh.
You know what? It could be both ways. How about there's two questions. One, it could be any car, and then two.
Oh, forget it.
So if it had to be a new car, okay. And gas wasn't an issue.
Nothing was an issue. But it has to be an American made.
Okay, I think I would get, you know what? I have a Prius, and I really like it, and I don't miss having trucks. But maybe some of it had to do with the environment. I'd like to think I'm environmentally friendly. But it was also $90 to fill it up. It started to, you know, it was a little mm-hmm. much. It was like, that was... You know, I feel like every time I took money out of the bank,
But even your truck wasn't an American made.
No, I'm saying the car I'm about to mention doesn't get great gas mileage. Even though I drive a Prius now, you think, geez, he's really... But I don't know. I really like the Suburbans.
Oh, you do?
I do. Really? Maybe I'd get a Tahoe.
Really?
Yeah, for long trips.
Well, I did not see that coming.
I know.
Did not see that coming.
You know...
Huh.
But but first of all, let me point this out. In your scenario, gas doesn't matter. In my real scenario in life, like for some reason, if I did win a car, gas would mean something to me. It would be hard for me to rationalize guzzling all that gas mm-hmm. when I don't need it at all. I get it, so I probably wouldn't get one. But if I really had, like, if they said that car could be hybrid and get, like, it's hybrid, but that means instead of getting 10 miles, it gets 18. But if it was just like, yeah, you can have that car, it gets 100 miles at a gallon or whatever, they're electric or whatever, yeah, then I would get, I like the Tahoe.
What about space? It's so giant. Like, don't you ever get annoyed when you're trying to find a parking spot or a movie theater or whatever, and there's some asshole, you know?
Yeah. I used to have always had, like, big cars until my Prius, and you got used to it. You just, you know, it became part of when you were driving.
You know, I used to leave notes on people's cars because I always have my notepad in my car. And for a while, it was like a good year period where I would rip out a page and I would write something on it.
Yeah, it's
annoying, I know.
No. It says... I mean, I'm sure I do something equal. It's very, you know, easy for me to point out that, you know, oh, that was probably...
Oh, by the way, I know it's not healthy. I know.
Yeah, it was just like, it's so... It's not who you are. Like, it's like, you left a note. Yeah, it's always when...
It was like, I stopped throwing phones, but then I started writing notes.
We both know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it, but it says a lot about that person. By the way, there are exceptions. I've a few times parked really close to my neighbor's, you know, driveway, so it's hard for them to back out. And this has happened like 2 weeks ago. They proved you can leave a nice note.
Right.
Hey, I don't want to be that neighbor, but if you could do me a favor. And you read it, and you're like, it's a warm note.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But when you get those notes, I know that's not what you're talking about. You know, it's like, thanks a lot for fucking blocking the driveway. Or maybe next time, you inconsiderate piece of fucking shit.
You horrible human being.
Yeah, those people that write those letters, they're probably going to put a bullet through their head that night anyway. So, you know what I was thinking would be funny? What if somebody went to see Tom Wilson's show? It's never too late for a callback. And they were the people, like, that he talks about in his act. Like, you know, Would you take a picture? Would you look real mean? Would you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine?
So we're like, well, on the radio show, like, oh my god, we should take a picture with Tom Wilson.
Yeah.
You should ask him.
Yeah, like, and then you're in the audience while he's singing the song, and then, but you know, I don't know. You'll get the bit. Maybe we'll do it for a minute.
In a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet.
Sounds nice.
My head and never ask my name. And they start asking questions that are always.
We asked him a question.
What's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice.
That's what I said.
What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy.
That's what you said.
What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien.
Well, now what? This guy's being a dick.
To the bar mitzvah of my nephew Jeff.
I thought that's Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
No,
oh, he's not Jewish.
He just likes to nosh. I heard.
You heard this?
Started to pray when the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say,
Rabbi Yichmach.
Was that
manure?
No, it wasn't. Was that real manure? No.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were talking about.
It's a movie. He doesn't stop
asking. All right.
It's a man of cloth.
Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Would you call my friend a butthead on his
My mom said that to him.
Yeah. She said voicemail, you prick.
I went to my doctor. My doctor said, hey, what does a key grip do?
So?
Set up lights.
Yeah.
What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question. Do you all hang out together? No, we don't.
I just wanted to know.
Never talk to him.
Ew. That's a horrible tone in your voice.
Stop asking me the question.
All right.
Hey, who's the nicest famous guy?
All right, check this out, everybody. What we're going to do now is...
jerk, Gary Busey.
I could hear that all over again.
I want to wake up every morning with a passion. I want to wake up with a smile on my face and be able to say I love what I do.
Here's the guy who they hired the wrong voiceover guy for this ad.
I want to wake up every morning with a passion. I want to wake up with a smile on my face and be able to say I love what I do.
The Todd Glass Show!
I don't know, that wasn't worth it.
Let's take a break.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street,
shut up.
There's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name. And they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J?
It's just funny to play. Seriously, do you know who this is?
Yes, stop, I do.
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm the dumbest guy in the world. I forget I told you. You're really good. Okay, we're going to take a real break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Really?
How much time do you think we did?
Oh, my God, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start going up for the close.
Let's take a break and compose our thoughts. Figure out...
Because, you know, we still have auditions. We have three people waiting outside. They want to come in and sing.
Yeah, I know. Plus, like, we have a clip of the news guy we want to play.
No, that's going to be me doing it. That's
I know, playing along. It's also going to be you pushing the soundboard for the people trying to audition.
Why we don't have a clip.
Why do I have to play along with your bit?
No, mine makes sense. We're not acting for the bit like we're rolling that in. It's just me doing it. I'm going to go, okay, here's the
ring.
I went to the store the other day.
Well, okay, we'll be right back with this.
Can I play a jingle as we go to break?
Go ahead.
What do you want to play? Let's put a little time into this. We don't have to rush. Let's talk with the people. You know, the people are with us right now. You have to calm down. People, you know.
Well, we got to hurry up because Mark Maron's coming up next.
Yeah, Mark Maron's coming up. Mark sits down with, I wish I could think of somebody. So whoever,
why can't you think of somebody?
Whatever listener.
You can't think of a comedian.
Well, that he would have this week. Mark sits down with... Mark Maron coming up at 9. Good episode right after us. Mark Maron sat down with the guy.
I'm going to leave you hanging.
Oh, Mark Maron sat down with, I'm trying to think, with Gallagher. And Gallagher walks off. That's with Mark Maron coming up right after us. After that,
Chris Hardwick talks to John Hamm.
Talks to John Hamm. So stay tuned. All right. So listen, hold on. Don't leave me here. Oh, my God. Look, you are going to shit in your pants. Look out the hotel window. Look out the window.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, what do you see? No way.
Who is that?
That's that guy walking.
Is that the guy?
It's the guy
sir,
with the...
Sir!
Oh, my God.
You, open the window. Open the window.
Hold on. Sir! We're from the podcast in L.A. Hey! Buddy! Oh, my God. Jay Leno's following him on a unicycle.
an antique unicycle.
What's the word we say?
Oh my God, Jay Leno's driving a 1938 Dusseldorf.
Hey everybody, it's me, Jay Leno. It's a 1938 tricycle.
Hey Jay, for first time on TV.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We're in Lake Tahoe. It's a first. It's a simple show. We're in a hotel room, hanging out. We're going to order room service. We actually are going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap things up. Oh look, there's Jay. Here comes Jay. Look, there's Jay. Oh my God, what is that? Someone's pulling him in a 1918 red wagon.
Oh, wait, that's Jay on a horse.
Oh my God, Jay Leno.
That's the ultimate old car.
Yeah. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno pulling up to the Tonight Show on a horse.
Yeah. It's a 1922 horse.
It's an 1837 Mustang.
It's a 1538 Dusseldorf.
Were both of us too dumb to name another breed of a horse?
Yeah, I went to a horse show. Uh-huh. And I asked if they had black horses. The lady looked at me like I was off my rocker. Now I understand. It was like, sounded stupid. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. All righty, everybody. Oh, my God, here comes Jay Leno. He's rolling around in a hula hoop.
He's pushing a wheel. He's just pushing a wheel.
Oh, my God, Jay Leno's walking by.
Are you doing all this just so Jay Leno will call you?
No.
Hey, Sean.
Don't. You know what? Watch your mouth. I don't need any lawsuits. You try to make it look like your show's going to get, you know. Okay, so there we go. Oh, no. Hold on, we're good. Okay, so by the way, I'm going to bring up something because we're going for the descent. By the way, that probably means we got 25 minutes left, because I know some people get upset. I'm going to talk about this, even though I know I talked about it to you off the podcast, and it didn't frustrate you as much. And it's so weird that it's an old show. I'm just curious if anybody will email me and say they thought it. You don't have to have a lot of thoughts about it. But what I'm about to tell you, maybe email me if you go, I used to think that. I'll tell you what, if one person did, I'd be happy. I get that it might just be me. But when I watched that old show on A&E, it was about Southwest Airlines.
It's not that old. I'll back you up here.
Okay. When I watched that old show about Southwest Airlines, where they show the customers and the interaction, well, it either shows the customer, you know, the employees, it only shows when they're nice. Now, I only saw it three times, but the customers, it shows obviously the nice customers, that's easy, and then they show the pain-in-the-ass crazy customers.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't show them ever being the assholes, and they are. All airlines sometimes, you know, it's
old
not...
people.
Yeah, I totally defend...
What are the odds that Southwest only hires the most patient, caring individuals?
That really bothers me. It's like disrespectful to the going. You know what? I would have been happier if the. But obviously, it didn't bother as many people as me. But here's what I would hope they would do at Southwest. They go, you know, like let's say you knew someone on the other end of the business, and they went, yeah, well, they pitched us a show, but we went to Southwest actually with an idea. They wouldn't do it. You know why? They go, we don't want to show our employees being assholes. We just don't want to show it. But we'd be assholes if we only showed the customers being the assholes. So we don't want to air. No, but they did. They go, yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll show our employees being nice. Whenever they're assholes, we'll edit that out. Whenever we have a customer an employee that's short with somebody or a customer that's just flat out being an asshole, we'll edit that out. And we'll just show the customers being crazy lunatics. Thanks a lot. Anyway, all right. That's all. Email me if there's
beef with Southwest.
If there's anything, I don't want you to tell me a story about. Look at me, I'm getting very specific here. I don't want you to tell me about a problem you had with Southwest Airlines. That's different. I can't be bothered with that.
Just email Todd. That
can you,
right.
When I say something sarcastic, you can't interrupt me because my next sentence is going to be, "I'm kidding." Jesus, edit this out. No, I'm getting a little bit all over the place here. Okay. So here, no, I know what I was trying to say. Sometimes people go, you know, I was flew Southwest 20 years ago and they didn't give me some peanuts. Great. All I want to know is if you went, yeah, I used to think that when they showed that show. Like, I would casually maybe just mumble. Yeah, why don't you show the employees being assholes once in a while? Maybe. Let me know.
Okay.
There you go. And there's that.
Cross that off the
list. We have so many people waiting outside. They want to come in here.
The auditions?
Yeah, they want to come in and...
Let's send them in.
All right. Yeah, we could, okay, come on. What is your name?
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going to play my version of Sweet Caroline by Elvis. And it was inspired by Diamond, but okay. Version, so I would like it.
There you go. Well, good luck to you. Seems like a nice,
I want to hear this.
Where to begin?
Begin?
I can't begin to know when.
Yeah,
begin. But that I know is growing.
Sir, hold on. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just say begin where it began? I mean, it sounded like you had a good rhythm, but just say begin.
Say begin?
Began where it began. I can't begin to know one.
No, don't start all
hi,
over.
Everyone.
No, you don't have to say hi, everyone.
My version of Sweet Caroline.
He doesn't get
Elvis.
That he doesn't have to say hi.
And
all right.
Did you tell him it's Neil Diamond?
It's Neil Diamond, by the way, but good luck. I like your... It's a beautiful guitar. Thank you.
Where to begin?
No, talk to him. Because we're not making fun of you. It's just this. It's all this is a, you know, it's a, what do you call it? The language. It's like if I tried to speak.
You seem to be mispronouncing
begin.
The word.
Begin.
Begin. Where it began.
Begin.
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 Just go. Just play it again.
Start from the beginning. No. No, don't you know what
this is? I'm going to play my version of Sweet Caroline by Elvis.
Yes, we know.
We know. It's Neil Diamond.
So I would like it.
Okay, well, good luck to you. Remember, just say where it began. We just want to see if you can do that. For this role, we need you to say it a certain way. I think you understand.
Where to begin?
I like it.
Wow.
No, it's much better. He just wants to get rid of him.
All right, who else?
All right.
You know what? Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
What's this? Passed away.
I
want to let everyone know. I want to be one of those people that gets everyone on the phone in a trough. Did you hear who died? All right. Act like you don't care as much. I've been there. I wanted to, you know, you call, guess who died? But you don't want to have
Well, now with Twitter, that kind of took
yeah,
the place.
It has.
Ish, we can do a cover.
Yeah. Johnny Cash?
Walk the Line by
okay.
Johnny Cash.
I like that. I like their look.
Yeah, they're
cute. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Wait,
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine. I walk the line.
Hi, everyone.
No, you don't get another turn. You don't get another turn. No. She's...
Girl, I'm sorry.
Hold on, sir.
Where to begin?
It's not begin. Damn it, I try to be nice.
I keep you on my mind both day and night.
I like this song. Listen. Hold on, everybody. Let's, you know, we got time. Get yourself into a space. This song could be like, maybe if you're, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're having your sobriety, then you have a nice root beer. Hey, root beer's good. Maybe pretend root beer is the drug.
That's probably not good.
Why? Because the root beer is so good. Like, what if root beer was? Like,
isn't the whole point of, like, you don't need anything?
Yeah, I know.
Root beer is heroin, everybody.
Don't let me interfere with your sobriety. I was trying to be helpful. Now I think I could be a hindrance. So just do what you're doing.
Just do what you're doing.
It's been working.
Don't pretend anything's a drug.
Well, I just meant, like, root beer is pretty good.
So, I know what you meant.
Like, take root beer in little teeny little...
And inject it
in your mouth. All right. So, you know, listen.
Yes, we can do a cover.
I like this song. Just picture sitting in a dark
Walk
room.
Line by Johnny Cash. Okay.
And you have one stick candle.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Never mind. I was trying to do something. Yeah, I tried. No, don't look at my notes. Daniel's trying to rush me. He doesn't understand. You gotta go in for these closes. Nice and slow. Nice and slow.
I'm Philippe Kahn, and I created the camera phone.
I'm Todd Glass, and I have a show.
No, that's not gonna work. Thanks. Have you heard our ads before?
Yes, I love them. Oh, boy.
I'm the worst. Once I know I'm in a bit and I'm self-aware.
Oh, boy.
I'm Philippe Kahn, and I created the camera phone.
I'm Todd Glass.
Can you just play it cool?
I want to wake up every morning.
Oh, I see what you mean. Just talk like I'm talking now.
Yeah, talk like a normal, cool guy.
I get it.
Okay.
I want to wake up every morning... with a passion.
Put Cocoa Pebbles!
No, God.
This bit's horrible. It's so bad. All right, listen. What's this? Seriously. What is this? I'm not even joking around. Swear to God.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of...
Okay, listen. Remember that time? When was the... What were, we were remembering something?
Oh, I remember. Hey, Todd, what was that time we were in Tahoe and we were trying to remember that thing? Remember?
No, we were just sitting around remembering it. I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember that.
Hey, Todd, what are you doing?
I don't know. I was just thinking back to a time. You know, I was thinking I was just remembering the time. Hey, Daniel, how you been? What are you doing?
Oh, Todd, remember that time you and I were doing the show?
It's been, what if you got caught in a memory vortex? Would that be the right word?
Sure.
You're like, who else is going to check up on us?
Hey, Todd, in all honesty, though,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember that time when we were driving up to the...
Oh, my God, I do. We were sitting... I remember we were sitting in the comedy club, and we were just sitting... I remember it.
You should be done by the time the music's done.
I know. It's a lot of work. Whatever, Chris, I miss Chris. Hey, did you? Is this your song? What do you look like? You're getting aggressive just because you see me playing this song.
There was an old farmer who.
What? What's wrong? You seem mad.
Where'd you get this?
Remember when you broke up with your ex-girlfriend? She said you left this file in the drawer. She sent it to me. It was labeled. Songs Daniel wrote.
That was supposed to be destroyed.
Oh, you look really upset. What?
I had a court order against that this song being released.
Can I tell you the word out on the street?
What?
That you wrote this song to be really edgy and very gritty.
You don't understand. When I wrote this song, this was pushing the envelope. And then the fucking record label fucked it up. They took it and they made it something safe and digestible that this society could enjoy. God forbid I push the buttons a little bit of what's acceptable, what's the norm. But no. It's just
as long as we got each other.
There's a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. I'm glad you caught me. I was an accident. I played three cues at once. So you wrote this song. I go
well,
right
not
back
this
to the
song.
Bit.
I wrote
well,
the,
you,
the original
you
version
You mind
of that
if we stop it?
Before they ruined it with their fucking bullshit.
I've never seen you like this before, and I'm being serious.
I mean, me too.
Yeah, so we're, hey, do you mind? I think this would be really cool for our listeners.
I would have to stop you and tell you what
is that the only way
when
we
they
could,
changed?
Is that the only way we could do it?
You know what I mean? Like, they changed a few words.
Let's do that. When we get to the part I think I'm thinking even in my head now. I can think of some areas where they cleaned it up, but I don't. Well, you tell us.
Okay, go ahead.
So hold on. So I love this song. I'm surprised. I'd love to hear the real version here.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist.
Stop.
Shaking his
cock. It was supposed to be cock.
Cock?
Yes.
And oh, that is. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if better? I can imagine it. Hold on.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his
cock
at some boys.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, that's why I put rock in there.
Because
you know how long it took to find something that rhymes with cock?
And then they take it. Wait a second.
3 seconds.
Shh. Shh. So they take it. It's supposed to be cock. Theirs doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Now, you might never notice this.
They didn't have the brains to take out rock.
Well, hey, if you want to put in take out cock, I get it.
I get it.
It's middle of it.
At least put the effort
to rhyme it.
To rhyme it.
Thank you. Listen to this. You're gonna. By the way, if you never heard this before, you'll notice it now. There's not a rhyme. It's so absurd.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist.
Cock.
Some boys who were down by the creek, their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles.
Well, now that's right, right?
No, it was supposed to be dicks.
Wait, that doesn't even rhyme with marbles.
I know.
Oh, wait, marbles wasn't in there. Well, hold on a second. So it's supposed to be dicks?
I think so.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his
cock
at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles. And
on their prick.
On their dick.
Oh, it's on their dick?
It's on their dick. They all had one dick that they shared.
There was an old farmer who lived on
the farmer's dick.
He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles.
Playthings,
and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a
whore.
Young creature, she sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her
cunt and her pussy, and everybody had fun.
She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt.
This is amazing.
While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes
her clit.
The fellow down by the dock.
Now I can't stop it stops.
He looked like a man with a
song. What's funny about this song?
What?
Is that... Where is this from?
I don't know.
Well, it's that, like, they went through all that cleverness, but then they still said cunt, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like talking cheeky, you know, balls and cock. I get it. But then they still said cunt.
No, they never said cunt.
I know, but they... But
insinuated.
They
well, that's... I hope this makes sense. Yeah, that's why I think if you don't curse, like, when people go H-E double hockey sticks, well, if it's, in, it's still insinuating, it would be like saying... Oh, you know, I don't like JWs. Well, you're still, that's still hateful.
Louis C.K. said it brilliantly.
What?
He said, like, you know, when the lady on the news says the N-word, well, you're making me say it in my head.
Yeah.
You're making me say it in my head.
Hey, by the way, we're going in for the clothes, but you said something, and it's one of those things that I went, it bothered me for a while, and the way you said it, you go, yes, you're right. So you know the way I set everything up. A little bit of teaser, then I go in from another angle, and soon this will all come full circle. So Daniel said something that resonated with me, and I'm going to go out of my way to overset this up. We're not talking about people, and again, it's not too serious. Well, it is a little, but then it's okay. I know there's people that genuinely don't like Obama. I get that. It's really important to point out. People that were so supportive when he got into office, even when he didn't do it right away. By the way, this doesn't matter whether you agree with me or don't. I'm just saying I know there's people out there. They don't like him, whether you agree or not. They at least don't like him for legitimate reasons. People that were very supportive in the beginning and just, you might not agree with them. You might go, I like him. But at least the reasons they list, okay, you legitimately don't like him. I get that. Not everybody that doesn't like Obama is prejudiced. I get
Correct.
It. There's people that don't have a prejudice bone in their body, and they fucking just, they don't like him anymore. They're
Correct.
Tired of it. But we're not addressing them. But for the people that their problem with him is the birth certificate, that's when Daniel said something that made so much sense. I don't know. I know why it bothered me, but why so much? It's like, all right, enough already. And then when it was really bad for me is when he finally showed it.
Which, like, was, bad enough.
But you know what? Fuck it. He did it. So what? You do it, and then they don't say anything. And then they're still fucking pestering him. Yeah, I believe.
No, we're not even talking about the people who said it initially. I'll let that
go. It's the people that, since he showed it, right. How much do we have to let go? Everybody that once he showed it went, oh, I still don't like him, but he was fucking born here. I'm not going to be a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like that person.
Like, I was looking for a legitimate reason, but obviously it's not there.
Yeah, there's other things I don't like about him, but I'm not going to be one of those assholes that still, he showed it to us, fucking, you got to let it go. Mm-hmm. But the people that went, no. Yeah, Daniel's right. You figured out. Go ahead, say it, Daniel.
Yes. You figured out a way to call him a nigger.
You don't have to agree or disagree. Well, you have to. Yeah, you do have to agree or disagree.
Like, it's blatantly disrespectful
right.
that you would ask a U.S. sitting president for his papers.
Yeah.
Let me see your papers.
Yeah.
Let me
and
see
by the way,
show me proof that you belong.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't feel that you have to respect the president. I never did. I said, no, he is accountable for his actions. You don't have to respect the president. But
they say you have to respect the office.
Yeah, but a lot of people say the president, too. He's still the president of the United States.
No, I don't.
Hey, I'm not saying you should hurt him, but if you don't agree with him, you should speak and say whatever you want. But the problem was a lot of what I say those people were the ones that went, when you didn't like Bush, and they went, he's still the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you disagree, he's still our sitting president.
Yeah,
they're the people, a lot of them, I guarantee you, going, where's your papers?
Where's all that blind patriotism now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
Anyway, but all right, I think.
I really do feel that way. Like, it bothers me. I like President Obama, and it's just a full disclosure. But really what it comes down to is I like him against the other options. Yeah, there's stuff that I wish, again, I assume he knows what he's doing, and he's the best option we have.
Romney's patriotic.
He is?
I think. He must be.
What's wrong? That clip's not working?
No, what's wrong? Oh, I see. Hold on. There's no...
In the country with a big fence out front. If he asked her politely,
a little, hold on, we're good.
Her little pet dog who...
Okay, now. I said Romney's patriotic. What's wrong?
Not that patriotic.
Yes.
Oh.
Hold on, everybody. Don't get nervous.
Oh. I think it's the clip. I think it's the speaker.
It's the clip. Oh, I feel so much better now. All right, we're going in for the close now.
Anyway,
Hold on. What do you know? Why is that
it's
not
still
playing?
The clip.
Oh, I know. Okay. So, you know what?
Oh.
I have something for you.
Yeah, about 75 minutes too late.
Okay, we did do. We ended up doing an hour and 25 minutes.
All right.
So, there we go.
We hope you have... I mean, this was fun. If this works out and we progress from here, this could really lead to some cool episodes.
Yeah, well,
we can record on location and interview random people and just have all sorts of amazing fun on this great show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in the beginning stages of something new. What you're experiencing tonight, you're going to be able to say, I remember when they started doing the hotel shows.
You could also be at the end stages of something that didn't work out.
Yes. We might never do a show outside of the studio again. But you know what? I just want to leave you with a lot of good songs in your head.
Hold on. Can you do that? News guy?
The other day.
Wait, let's say goodbye.
Okay, let's say goodbye.
And then I want you to do the news guy for literally as long as you can do it. I'm talking 5 minutes. Can you do the news guy for 5 minutes?
Wait.
If I could talk to the animals, just imagine
what
it.
Okay.
Can you
it's
do the
fun.
News guy for how long?
People like it.
How long could you do the music?
I don't know. I wish I had something in mind for it, but I'll try to do it as long as I can do it.
This is as long as you can literally do it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll end with this song here, the one I just had. Okay?
Okay.
I like and, to end on a happy
I'll
song.
Be in town for the next 2 weeks, so if you're having a party, call me.
All right.
Todd, do you have anything to plug? Oh, we'll be in Tahoe.
Yeah, I'm going to go to one of my favorite places in Bloomington, going to the Comedy Attic next week. Well, today's Friday, so I'm going to be there this Thursday.
Next Thursday. Well, yeah, coming Thursday.
Yeah, this coming Thursday. Yeah, this coming Thursday. 6 days from now. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we'll be doing the podcast out of there. So
can you roll in?
Jeff Tate's going to be there with me and some of the local guys. Josh Cox. I said your name on my podcast. Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. He said my name on his podcast. You shut the fuck up, everybody. Play the podcast again. Todd Glass said my name. Oh, God damn it. God motherfucking damn it. Fuck me up my ass. This is how happy I am.
This guy sounds fun.
Josh is fun. That's me imitating him.
You want to roll in the news guy?
Don't push me. Do not push me, Daniel. Do not.
Talk about how maybe you got into a fight with your producer.
Voila, de chambre, maquis.
No. We're done with the audition, sir. Sir.
Bueno. Aquí estoy en España.
Oh, that's a caller.
No. He estado aquí hace...
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
3 meses, más o menos.
Well, they like the Todd Glass show.
Cada día...
They said, Daniel,
español.
They love when you say I'm funny to party.
No todo el día, oh. Pero...
He thinks Katie's got nice tits.
En mi casa,
that's rude.
People yeah, con...
You know what? Not nice. I can't edit this either, so what am I saying shit like that for?
Okay, so...
All right, so, yeah, that's the radio guy. Okay, I'll end with the radio guy.
All right, so let's see how long you can go. It's, go.
Well, there we go. Through the night. It's, hitting up on the 3 o'clock hour. And I didn't open up the show with this because I thought that maybe I wouldn't talk about it. I thought maybe as much as I'm an open book, and I've said it before on the show many times, that there are certain things out of respect to my family that I would not talk about on this show. And that's the way it was going to be. I did my first hour. We did 2 hours. As you know, we're approaching the third hour here at 3 a.m. in the morning in the Ballot Kenwood Studios, high top the Renaissance building, which, by the way, is going to celebrate its 400th anniversary this week, but not to digress. So I go into my producer, Danny Kino. And I told him, as we're about ready to get back on the air, the problem I had been having, and he did think that maybe I should leave it between me and my closest of friends, not to exclude the listening audience from that list, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And this was a personal thing that I didn't know if that I was, quite frankly, ready to share with the audience. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not getting arrested. I'm not moving, and the show's not ending. I'm not baiting you with anything, trying to make you think it is anything more. But I felt that maybe I did something wrong. Not illegal. Just, I didn't think it was right. And I had kept it to myself for quite some time. And I wanted to deal with it. I wanted to be honest with my neighbor and tell them how it all happened. And he told me that I should share it with the audience because he said it would resonate with a lot of people out there, and a lot of people had done it. My neighbor, who I've lived next to for 13 years, we've never had an argument, never gotten into a fight, always good neighbor, as they say. Moved in, put a pie on my front doorstep. I just. And on the other side of me, there's another neighbor that I have also gotten along with a long time. Matter of fact, he's on the LAPD. He's a good guy. I like having him live next door to me. You know that that there's a cop next to you. It feels good. But the problem comes from my new neighbors that just moved in behind me. I share my back wall. And they have a dog. And I like dogs that barks and barks and barks and barks, and I am going out of my mind. Now, let me get a little bit ahead of myself here so you don't think I did anything that you can judge me for. I didn't do anything to the dog, obviously. I'm a big dog fan, and when people leave their dogs outside, I always think it's not the dog's fault. The dogs are bored, they bark, but I'm angry with the people that let them be in distress. And I had had it. I had had it, and I didn't know what to do. The mistake I made was I asked them a month ago if they could maybe bring their dog in during the day because I'm sleeping because of the radio show. Now they knew that it bothered me. And oh, the mistake that was. I should have never said anything. Matter of fact, one time he asked me if the dog was barking when I was putting up the wall behind my house. He asked me if it bothered him because two other neighbors had complained. And I should have said, no, not at all. I should have been his buddy. And then I should have done anything I wanted. He would have never suspected it was me. But I knew that I had voiced my opinion about the dog enough where he would remember. So one afternoon, frustrated, you're not going to believe what I stooped to. And I knew they knew when I told them. The look on his face. And what will be the look on yours when I tell you how I handled it? And we'll be back right after this. Everybody, that was fun. Like we said, you know, we never did a show in the hotel room, so be gentle, please. We had to deal with the technical end of it, but that was a lot of fun. That could lead to some fun shows in the future, being able to just take this thing on the road with us. So, all right, everybody, bye.
Bye.
I would converse in polar bear and python, and I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros?
I'd say, of course, Sirus. Can't you?
If I can burn the bird and to
animal. Now leaving Nerdist.com.